here's a story from The World.
In Jerusalem, police have clashed with Palestinians on a nightly basis since the start of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. That's after a controversial decision by Israeli police to barricade a popular gathering spot in Jerusalem's Old City, the plaza at the famous Damascus Gate. From Jerusalem, The World's Ariel Osaran has our story.
It's morning here at the Damascus Gate, and there's hardly any sign of the violent clashes that went on here last night, except for maybe the police barricades that are scattered here on the ground. Local resident Mustafa Marakisto is on his way to the courthouse nearby. He tells me his two sons were arrested by Israeli police just the night before. 14-year-old Bashar and 16-year-old Anas were picked up on suspicion of throwing rocks and bottles at police and military forces. They were among hundreds of Palestinian teens who came out to protest the newly placed barricades in what's considered to be the town square of East Jerusalem.
It's not fair, you know, what he do with the army. If he give it for the people to sit here, it's no people fighting. And, you know, it's so bad situation for everybody, you know.
If only people could just sit and enjoy the steps of the plaza here as they usually do on Ramadan, he's saying, there wouldn't be any tension. This bad situation that Marakisto is talking about peaked last Thursday. Just down the road from here, hundreds of nationalist Israelis marched through the streets towards Damascus Gate, looking to attack Palestinians. In this video, dozens of teenagers, some of them members of a Jewish extremist group called Lehava, are chanting "Death to Arabs." This came in response to recent videos circulating on TikTok showing Palestinians slapping religious Jews at random. Other videos made in response appear to show Jews assaulting Arabs. Some people I spoke with in the neighborhood say the police are only making the situation worse because they're much tougher on Palestinians than right-wing Jewish mobs. But others, including business owners in the Old City, say they just want the police to keep things under control. 23-year-old Arish Hamdan works at a clothing shop just inside the Damascus Gate.
Night time in Ramadan is supposed to be the time to sell and for the business to flourish. Now, I hesitate to come and open my shop after iftar because it is dangerous.
Hamdan says she blames everybody for this mess. The Jews, the Arabs, one side starts and the other reacts. This is no way to live, she says.
I think it is the police that can separate the fighters, that can separate people who are in disagreement. In my opinion, the only thing that gives me hope is a strong police force.
And one that protects both Jewish Israelis and Palestinians as well. Last night, police finally removed the barricades, allowing free movement in and around the popular Damascus Gate. Palestinians came out to celebrate. It was the calmest night in this part of the Old City since the Ramadan began. But elsewhere in the country, Palestinian militant groups in the Gaza Strip fired dozens of rockets at towns in southern Israel over the last few days, saying this was in response to the barricades placed outside the Damascus Gate. The Israeli military says it's on high alert and will respond to any further rocket attacks. For The World, I'm Ariel Osaran in Jerusalem.
From PRX.